Our next agenda item is an agency that we all are very familiar with, and we all are very interested in. That is the South Carolina Commission for the Blind. And to deliver that report is the interim commissioner of the South Carolina Commission for the Blind. Here is Elaine Robertson.
Good afternoon, everybody. Thank you very much for having us here. My name is Elaine Robertson. I am currently serving as the interim director, interim commissioner of the South Carolina Commission for the Blind. Many of you I've met, but I have been there for 4.5 years now, and I work directly for the Commissioner Kirby as a senior consultant, did a lot of research for him, did a lot of reporting for him, and now I get to do the rest of his job, which is interesting. So right now at the commission, we are in an interim status in several areas. Mine is only one of them, but during that time, we're trying to make movements forward for the whole agency. And we're trying to revise some of our positions so that we can bring in more specialized staff. We have recently passed a new policy for credentialing for every member of our staff. So if we have a counselor who wants to get a CRC, if we have an O&M instructor who wants to become certified, but they just can't afford to take the exam. They're qualified, they just can't afford the exam. We can now pay for those up front so we can help our folks get that specialized certification. And we want everybody out there looking for anything in their field that they might want to receive a certification for. They can only get it one time because they do get a raise with that. So it is only eligible for one time. But I've been getting a lot of conference and specialized areas for blind services, for VR services. And instead of just sending program directors or just sending the agency director, I've been sending them out to the staff in the programs where they apply. And I've been asking the directors to speak with their staff. And I want our field staff attending these trainings. We're also working with Stout University to bring more specialized trainings into us. Kyle. Yep, Kyle was just here this last week and said to tell everybody hello. We also just finished the negotiation to bring the Boost program back to the NFB with our eligible and pre-eligible, potentially eligible teenagers. And we're working, we signed our MOU with Ed to bring back for training for our older blind in technology with the NFB. So we're really starting to build these programs to get these services out there. And once the interim position is filled with a new commissioner, I don't have a date for that yet. I'm assuming probably around the first part of October, because Mr. Kirby's retirement will be official at the end of September. So I am thinking around the first part of October, we will have a new commissioner in this seat, and hopefully we'll have things laid out to make that job easier for whoever fills that chair. So the other person I brought with me today is, as you all know, Kyle did leave us back in February, and Karma Marshall was his interim, and we did an extensive search and several interviews for looking for a new VR director. We found our new VR director. We stole her from Bob Doyle down in Florida and brought her up here because she's awesome. And I brought her with me today so she can kind of give you a little bit of her story. And I'd like to introduce you to Zanera, we call her Z, it's a lot easier, Wasif. Come straight.
Well, it's a pleasure to be here with all of you today. Like Elaine said, my name is Zanera Wasif, and I am the new Vocational Rehabilitation Services Director with the South Carolina Commission for the Blind. I did come from Florida 2 weeks ago. So I am new to South Carolina and I'm new to Columbia. And it has been wonderful so far. I have to say the people are super nice out here. And I know you all complain about the weather, but the weather is way nicer up here, believe me. So I'm very happy to be here. Like I said, I'm new to the commission. I'm new to a lot of things, but I'm not new to the NFB. I consider the Federation a Federation family. And the reason I think of it as a family is because a family supports you, a family understands you, and a family fights for you. And that's what the Federation has done for me. I've been involved with the Federation in one capacity or another for the past 20 years. In 2003, I was fortunate enough to win an NFB National Scholarship. And I believe that we need to support that program as much as we can in every state, in every chapter, because it does create a lifelong bond with the NFB. I have friends from that scholarship class that I'm still in touch with till this day. And that scholarship in 2003 actually allowed me to continue my bachelor's degree, my undergraduate studies at Brown University, which was an amazing experience. While I was there, I actually founded the Brown Disability Awareness Council, which is an organization that exists till this day and continues to fight for students on the Brown University campus to make sure that they can receive the accommodation and equal campus access that they deserve. I graduated in 2006 from Brown with a bachelor's in cognitive neuroscience and pre-med. And at that time, my goal, my singular goal in life, all I thought about, dreamt about, ate, slept, everything was centered around going to medical school. I wanted to be a psychiatrist. So at that point, I did my MCAT, I did all the applications to medical school. I had a stack of recommendation letters. I went through that application process, which, you know, is quite extensive. When it came time to interview, however, I applied to schools all over the country. My main choice was the University of Miami Medical School because I lived in Florida at that time. And my husband at that time also, his family was from there. So that was my goal. And when I got the request for interview, so I was very excited. Over the phone, it sounded great. You know, they sounded like they were very excited to have me. They looked at some of my research and so on. It seemed like a very promising opportunity. I did disclose to them over the phone that I was blind. And at that point, the entire tone changed. I was told that in order to get into medical school, we have technical standards. And that vision is a technical standard for entry into medical school. So in other words, it doesn't matter if you got nearly a perfect score on your MCAT. It doesn't matter if you had a 3.7 GPA from one of the best Ivy League universities in the country. It doesn't matter. You have to have vision. So at that point, I had a choice in front of me. I had to choose whether to fight the medical schools, because I didn't just hear that from University of Miami. I heard that from multiple medical schools across the country. So at that point, I had a choice to fight them one by one or to choose a different path. And I don't want anyone in this room to ever have to make that choice. That's one of the reasons that I ultimately did decide to go into rehabilitation. I want your dream job to be the job that is the most realistic job for you as well. I don't want anyone in this room to have to choose between your dreams and a reality, because they should be the same. I am so fortunate to be working in this position as Vocational Services Director with the Commission here in South Carolina, because I am in the optimal position can make that happen, at least in South Carolina. And you know, this agency is a unique agency. They want to become a leader for blindness agencies across the country. And I believe, because I've met our staff, we have some very caring and compassionate staff. We have some very good resources and tools at our disposal. We have talented people. And I think if we can adjust some of our expectations, if we hear more from clients, if we hear more from consumer organizations like the NFB, if we hold focus groups, if we hold meetings to hear from you guys, what do you want? If we give you a voice, I feel very strongly that our agency can emerge as a national leader in the blindness field. And I'm so fortunate to be in this position to help facilitate that. So I believe in advocating for a barrier-free educational environment. I believe in advocating for a barrier-free workplace. And if those two things can happen, then any job can become a reality. Like I said, I want to be available. I want to advocate. I want to hear from you. I want you guys to reach out to me. I want to come to more of the Columbia chapter meetings and maybe some other meetings. I want to get to know you all personally, just like Kyle did. I want to strengthen our partnership and our relationship with the NFB. You guys are, you know, the most amazing consumer organization that we have in this country serving blind people. And you need to have a voice in services. You need to be involved in providing quality, comprehensive services, which you already are, and I want to expand that further if I can. So it's going to be a pleasure to work with all of you. I hope to get to know each and every single one of you. Call me. I'm very new, so I don't even have my office business cards yet. But when I get those and I come to the meeting, I will give you those. So again, thanks for having me here today. All right.
Does anybody have any questions for either me or Zanera before we head out? All right, well, thank you all again for having us here. And as Z said, we look forward to strengthening our partnership with you.
Frank, this isn't a door prize, but if someone lost it's a metal or aluminum straw and it's in a little case from the Louisiana Center for the Blind, it says changing what it means to be blind. If you lost this, I don't think it's supposed to be a door prize. It was on one of the tables. If you'll come up front, we'll give it to you.
Okay, we want to thank the folks from the South Carolina Commission for the Blind, and refreshing to hear what you said, and believe me, we will be working with you as we can and working with you so that blind people can have an agency that is a leader in providing service to the blind in this country. Thank you so much for coming out and being with us this afternoon.